Hi, my name's Bethany Williams, and I'm going to read an extract from my story called Pandora. Will woke up and decided to do it. One June morning when the sun was out full and the day behind the curtains yellowy hot and beckoning. He went downstairs and told his wife Annie, who said he shouldn't be so ridiculous. She said, "I know you don't mean it. We said we wouldn't do anything about it. We promised we wouldn't even talk about it. So I know you won't do it, William Jones. I know you." He touched each of her knuckles with his own bony, gentle index finger and said nothing in reply. Her eyes widened into conkers. Her lips pressed together and her eyebrows were raised again, but she didn't move a hand off his knee. They sat for a while in bird-scattered silence. Then he got up to go and get dressed and she went into the kitchen to rinse out their breakfast cups. He opened the big, dark-wooded wardrobe that they'd shared for years and years and let his gaze move carefully along the row of his shirts. Some hung straight and stern, pale white or plain blue, remnants from his time in the transport office. Others were a thick plaid, veined through with half-faded smells of sea and hills and marshes. These he'd worn on the days when he and his wife, first alone, then with the children, and then later by themselves again, had driven up and along the map to the countryside and the coast. They'd spent hours tramping their happy boots through mud and sand, thrilling over glimpses of buzzards or seals as their own secret treasure hoard. Will sighed for the second time that hour, scratching nostalgically at a wart behind his ear. He had to do it, though. It felt right. It felt settled in his mind and in his stomach, and he knew he was going to. He wasn't even scared, really. He peed and brushed his teeth, and then it was time. Nothing else left for him to do, and so he went to kiss Annie on the cheek. She was doing the Times crossword at the kitchen table. When she felt him behind her, she turned her face up, let his dry lips touch her skin lightly, then said, "Beyond belief, 9. Something, something D, and that's all I have. Wonderful, love. I'm going to get some pots out of the shed." His old hunter wellies were standing to patient attention by the back doorstep. He trod his sockless feet inside them, shivering slightly as the tickle of a creepy crawly danced up his ankle. He didn't slap it, waiting instead until it escaped through the rip in his trousers just by his knee. He stood for a moment or two, watching it fly. Breathing in deep, his ribs moved slow and pronounced as earth plates. The air was good today, sweet and fresh, smoothing his lungs and thoughts into pleased laziness. His lupins were out, tall and healthy, Will saw, his sweet peas too. Next door's baby's laughter bubbled over the fence and through the air like sherbet. He almost didn't, but then he did, take one welly-booted step and another across his lawn, crushing grass and leaving a trail of big prints like sunken stepping stones up the garden to the shed in the very back, small and squat behind the two birch trees and the pile of compost and broken crock that he kept meaning to sort out.